This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in Miami, clear the room. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American, they wanted the American
right.
dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You know, oh, it's so stupid. It is. You take lessons.
You're despicable.
I always love to say I took lessons. It makes me feel smarter. Not that I am, but it just makes me feel that way. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. You listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Head up to the website, realside.com. You can watch live and listen live, take the poll. Lots happening. It really is lots happening up there. If you don't do anything else up there, you know, we sell T-shirts. It helps keep the show running. We have a button there called Patreon where you can actually be part of the team, part of the club. I put up stories. You know, it's a place where you can donate to the show, but you don't just donate for nothing, right? You'll get something in return, I promise you, and not just talk and not idle chatter. I give little, you know, gifts away and stuff like that, coffee mugs, water bottles, and what have you. So, you know, you can enjoy. We can all work together with it. You can enjoy. But I really, you know, again, you've heard the stories. I don't want to go through it all, how the conservative talk shows are just being pummeled by Facebook and YouTube and Google and those people. I mean, there is no give. Absolutely no give. If you're a right-wing conservative, not a right-wing conservative crackpot, but an actual right-wing conservative, right-wing conservative, yeah, say that three times fast, you're at a loss. You are really at a loss. Because they don't really care. They don't want your message going out anyhow. They're going to do everything they can to slow you down and or stop you. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. President Trump talks about the fake news, right? And you heard Mitch McConnell say, most news is real. Now, actually, Mitch, maybe you should change your medication. Most news is not real. When you hear what they say about Trump and what happened, that's because they've always reported well on you guys. But you know what, Mitch? They're gonna turn on you someday. You guys are all crazy and bent out of shape because of what's going on with Trump. They're gonna turn on you someday. What do you think about that? Yeah. Okay. I mean, seriously. And I want to watch, and I'm gonna enjoy because I'm gonna sit here and go, what did I tell you? I told you what they were gonna do to you. And you wouldn't listen. So you can go ahead and placate them. You can go ahead and tell them how great they are and how fair they've been overall. And that President Trump is over the top, but I don't think so at all. And you want a little bit of proof here? Just a tad of proof, don't you think? Wall Street Journal editor is under fire for, guess what? Telling reporters, he's under attack for telling reporters basically to report the facts, report the truth, right? And by simply reporting the facts and the truth, then you'll be able to get your point across. And just maybe, we'll be taken more seriously. And he's being ridiculed for it. Can you believe it? So the Wall Street editor is under fire for telling reporters to stick to the facts on Trump and let readers make their own opinion. And that was the editor-in-chief of the Wall Street Journal, Gerard Baker. Okay? And he's been a target of criticism from other publications, right? So these are, they all want you to be in lockstep. Now, I can prove that if you want. I've got friends here in California that have told me that they've been to some of these publication meetings. And they have been told basically the same thing. That what they're going to do, and this was last January, one of these guys told me this. And he said point blank, what they were told, the president of the organization, of the publishers organization here in California, speaking in front of almost 200 publishers, said that their job was not to report the facts, that their job was actually, you ready for this? Their job was actually more in line with, they needed to report whatever that they thought would actually take down Trump. I'm not joking. I'm dead serious. Think about that. So we're no longer into the facts. We're no longer into reporting the real stuff. You like how I did that? No. Now we're going to report whatever comes against Trump. So this editor-in-chief of the Wall Street Journal, and a pretty clean paper, is now being criticized by many other publications and reporters in his own newsroom, and the newspaper's coverage of President Donald Trump, which some say has been too lenient after the president's rally in Phoenix on Tuesday, at which he went on an extended rant against the media and reporters. Baker addressed what he saw as an opinionated coverage by reporters and editors, which he did, because they all called that speech nothing more than hate and vitriol and all that other stuff. They couldn't pull anything good out of it. He says, sorry, this is commentary dressed up as news reporting, as Baker wrote in response to a draft article about the rally. Now, could we please just stick to reporting? He said, rather than packaging it as an exegesis and selective criticism, he said, just put down the facts, let people figure out, take it from there. Now, the Times asked its more conservative-leaning competitor about Baker's message. The Wall Street Journal has a clear separation between news and opinion. As always, the key priority is to focus reporting on facts and avoid opinion. Which is the right thing to do, right? The idea is if you just lay it out, so these guys actually believe that you're too stupid to know better. What do you think about that? Ari Fleischer, who is just so far in the weeds, it isn't funny, right? He writes and he tweets it, amazing to me that an editor is under fire for telling reporters to stick to reporting and leave opinions to readers. He's usually not on the side of right, if you would. And it's nice to see, it's nice to see people wanting to get involved and making sure we do just get the news. So, another one, I don't know this person, Derek Hunter says that a news editor doing their job is now news is really a testament to just how far journalism has fallen. Right? I mean, here's an editor saying, hey, guys, can we just do the right thing? You hear that? Can we just do the right thing here? Can we just report what we saw, what the facts were, not editorialize, not do any of that stuff, and just make sure we're telling the truth? Okay, I'm Joe Messina, your host. We're going to hear about communism and socialism from someone who actually lived it, not somebody who's guessing.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Imagine being able to throw away your contacts and glasses. Imagine waking up tomorrow with 20/20 vision. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, guess what? There's a company that agrees with you. The LASIK Vision Institute is now offering dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK to make it affordable for everyone. That means you get the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology for a fraction of what others charge. And if you call right now, we'll schedule a free appointment so you can discover if LASIK is right for you. Results may vary. Call 1-800-963-4946. Even better, call right now and you can get an extra 20% discount off our already low-cost services. We've already performed over 1 million procedures. Let us help you. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you deserve at a fraction of what others charge. For your free appointment, call 1-800-963-4946. 1-800-963-4946. 1-800-963-4946.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
If you had purchased $100 of Bitcoin in 2010, today you'd have $2,600,000. While that sinks in, you now have a huge cryptocurrency opportunity at below market price at a guaranteed 10 cents per coin. Procoin, a coin publicly traded on the open market, easily converted to cash, available in 60 countries, and Procoin is the only cryptocurrency offering coin-back rewards for consumers and merchants. Take action by August 31st at ProCoinCurrency.net. That's ProCoinCurrency.net. Deadline for 10 cent guarantee is August 31st.
Welcome back.
This is just a fad.
To the real side.
Well, fad or not, it's here to stay.
With Joe Messina.
And it's killing your show in the ratings.
This is The Real Side.
That's right, you don't get much more American than Charlie Daniels. Seriously, how can you not... How can you, you know, when you think of Americanism as, you know, what do they say, apple pie, mom, and Charlie Daniels, right? Seriously. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're on the Real Side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Head up to the website. Yeah, the website, therealside.com. You can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the poll. There's a gazillion and three things going on up there on the website. It's a real number. Also, if you want to head over to Facebook, we have a Facebook Live feed going on where smarter people than I are conversing there as well. So if you want to get informed. Also, if you head up to the website, you want to buy my book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy, all the labels that the left has given us over the years. The group that says they don't want to do labels, but all the labels they've given a guy like me, and you're going to find out they don't mean anything. They're not real. It's the same old garbage they keep throwing at us, and you guys buy, well, some of you, I won't say all of you, some of you buy it, and it doesn't make any sense. Let me bring on my next guest, because I've been looking forward to this interview for about a week or so, and I always enjoy when we have people that originate, that come from other countries and come here legally and properly because they want to be here. They want to be part of the, I'm going to call it the American experiment, the American, just being an American, period. So
I've asked Nikita, now if I massacre this, you can beat me up, Nikita Vladimirov to join me today. He's an investigative reporter for Campus. How'd I do? Get a B plus at least? What do you think?
B plus is good. Yeah.
All right, good.
I'll
after a couple of times, I'll get that R in there. Russians roll their R's, right? Vladimirov.
Yes,
so yeah, there you go. So do Italians. It works out well. So you're an investigative reporter for Campus Reform, but you have a Russian connection, right? Because you were originally born in Russia, were you not?
That is correct. I was originally born in Russia, up in the north, Murmansk, very cold, the base of the northern fleet there in Russia. And I moved here when I was 12 years old. Go ahead.
Well, no, you came here at 12, and we were talking during the break, and you said you actually came here for spring break. I mean, what's spring break from your school, obviously. You came into Texas. Why Texas?
Yes. You know, Texas, I just always was fascinated by Texas, and I think that was kind of like the first state that we wanted to check out, because you always see these Hollywood movies about Texas being represented, this cowboy culture and the freedom and the liberty that is associated with that. So I think that was sort of the first choice.
And you got into Houston, you look around and go, where are the horses, right? Texas is very, very different depending on where you're at, but yes, very, very American. It was probably it had to be a bit of a culture shock for you, you know?
It was a big-time culture shock. Well, first of all, I was surprised that Texas had islands, because we moved to Galveston, Texas, and I thought to myself, now, Texas is supposed to be a desert with cactuses and everything that comes along with that, but here was an island with palm trees and sand, and I said, wow, this is like a little piece of paradise within the desert, so I really enjoyed it.
So you came with your mom, you were here for, I don't know how long, a week or two maybe or what have you, and you decided at 12 years old, you looked around and go, hey, this is a nice place to hang out, why don't we move here?
Yeah, it's precisely the case. I just fell in love with the people. First of all, Americans are very friendly, particularly in the South. I didn't know anything at the time about, the stereotypes when it comes to people in New York and Boston and whatnot. But just the friendliness of people who always came and said, hi, how are you doing? Of course, I didn't understand English at the time. So to me, it was, gibberish. But at least, they smiled. They made eye contact. So I thought that was very nice. So I fell in love with the people and fell in love with the area and Texas in general. And I said, Mom, how about we maybe find a way to get me to school here? And the rest is history.
Well, Nikita, I think you might be blowing that story up a little bit, because we hear how much Texans hate, they hate foreigners. You know what I'm saying? They don't want you in their state. They want you gone. They won't talk to you, that kind of stuff. But you didn't find that, huh? Not with those true Americans.
No, not at all. As a matter of fact, people were very interested about where I am from. Of course, nowadays you hear all the time about how it's racist to actually ask people where you're actually from. I enjoyed telling that story and how I came from Russia and how much Texas was warmer and much more pleasant to live in than Siberia. And it didn't offend me at all. Of course, this was baffling to me. It was happening on college campuses, to where you can't even ask that question to foreigners anymore.
Well, you still have a bit of an accent. So if somebody says to you, Nikita, it doesn't, forget your name for a second, but doesn't sound like you might have been born here in Texas. You don't have that twang going on. Where are you from? I mean, do you fall to the ground and take the fetal position and just do a meltdown, or do you feel good about the fact that you could tell your story?
Yeah, I mean, I start tearing up, and I have a napkin nearby that I always keep to wipe my tears away. But no, I enjoy telling the story, because different perspectives should be valued. It's always interesting to me to hear what people from China, from Turkey, my various friends from Uzbekistan. I mean, it's just interesting, because it exposes you to various perspectives that you have not been exposed to previously. I mean, and that is the essence, in my view, of learning and of education.
Yeah, no, I agree with you, and you shut it right down when you can't ask people questions who look different, are different, obviously come from different places, and they immediately, it's funny how they're supposed to be the optimists, right? And yet, when I ask somebody who speaks differently, looks differently, what have you, where they're from, I'm curious. I'm not looking to put them down. I'm not looking to remind them that they're not from here. I'm looking to ask them, hey, I've never been to so-and-so, or I hear this about the area that you grew up in. Tell me more. Tell me if that's true. Is that really something that I should be concerned with? Now, you obviously had been going to school. You were 12 years old. Do you have any memories of what school was like as far as, the difference between being here in America and going to school in Russia, what you were able to do, not able to do, what you had for resources and that kind of thing?
Very different. And the biggest culture shock was, in fact, when I went to school here in the United States and I thought how different it was. Here the schools, at least in Texas, I mean, I can't speak for the rest of the country because I don't really know what the schools are like up north. But in Texas, they were fairly new. There was carpeting, which is weird. You know, in Russia you have bare, cold floors. And I thought, this school has carpet on it. What's going on here? A lot more lenient in general, which has its ups and downs. I mean, you can have negatives and positives about that. In Russia, you still had educators who were older, who kind of came from that background of being a very hardcore Soviet educator. And so students were drilled to where they had to sit straight, only raise their hand with their elbows, you know, touching the desk at a 90-degree angle. I mean, it was intense. It was hardcore. It was like going to a military school for kids. And again, it has its positives and negatives.
Sure.
Because at the same time, it teaches you discipline. But on the other hand, it's far too suppressive. And you get the trace of, you know, suppressing individuality in favor of the common collective, which, of course, is the heritage of the Soviet Union.
I like that. You all become Borg, basically, is what ends up happening, right? I mean, just, and I think people don't realize, you know, again, you see these young, we'll hit this on the other side of the break. You hear these young people who actually believe they've been taught that communism is the way to go because, you know, everybody suffers equally. But no, everybody is equal, and they all get a chance at an education and a nice place to live. I mean, they really believe this stuff. You lived it. You were there. Your mom, I would imagine, talked to you over the years about the differences. But again, we'll hit that on the other side of the break, and I do appreciate you being here. Hey, don't go far. For those of you who believe in communism, believe that Russia's a great place to be, we'll talk about that on the other side of the break. We'll be right back.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
Love or loathe him, Donald J. Trump is our 45th president. There is no denying now that Trump will go down in history, both despised and admired. Commemorate Trump's presidency with your very own Trump Silver Bust from TrumpSilverStatue.com. This museum-quality heirloom Trump Silver Statue bust is hand-cast from 20 troy ounces of silver, a great investment from TrumpSilverStatue.com. Loathed or loved, own a valuable piece of Trump's legacy. Get your solid silver Trump bust today at TrumpSilverStatue.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that'll be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, J.P. Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Joe Messina.
As strong and flexible as Gumby and Hercules combined.
He's Joe Messina.
I love that guy.
The Real Side with Joe Messina.
If tomorrow all the things were gone, I'd work for all my life.
You don't have to stand up. You can sit down.
I had to start again. Just my children and my wife.
You know,
my lucky stars.
You guys don't realize sometimes. You don't listen to the words. You like the music. It's country. It's nice. And, but that's not what it's all about, people. Would you do what our founding fathers did? Would you die for this country? Joe Messina, your host. You'll see The Real Side on GCN Live. That's the Genesis Communication Network for stations and times. You can check out the website, therealside.com. Always appreciate the time you spend. I really do appreciate the time that you spend with me. I know there's about 3,000 other shows you could be listening to, but you've chosen this one. I'd like to believe it shows what a high IQ of the listeners I have is, but, you know, you never know. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me. Head up to the website, realside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll, get involved in the live chat room. Lots happening there. And up on Facebook. I want to get right back to my guest because I don't want to waste his time. I'm enjoying the conversation we're having with him. Nikita Vladimirov. Pretty good, huh?
There you go.
I know.
There you go.
Like
yeah.
The third time I said it. Pretty darn good. He's an investigative reporter for Campus Reform. You've been, I know it's not the PC thing to do, but we don't do anything PC around here. You became a citizen at 19 years old. And how old are you now?
I'm 23, so I actually became a citizen when I was 22.
Oh, 22. I'm sorry. Oh, yeah, right. Last November. You see, I told you I'd screw it up. Right, at least I'm consistent.
No,
right, so no, he. But you had you had a green card for years, and you came here because now I would imagine you came here like a lot of others came here because you want to take advantage of government programs. You want to get on welfare as soon as you could, right? I mean, that's why you came here, right?
Well, if I really wanted to do that, I should have just stayed in Russia. So no, not necessarily.
Yeah,
I came mainly for an opposite reason. I mean, I came for economic freedom, for freedom of thought, freedom from political persecution, all of these things. Unfortunately, in Russia are coming back. There was a period of time when Russia was a place that was on its road to recovery. At least there were some promising signs, but unfortunately, Vladimir Putin took over and solidified his grip on power. Many of these things that you saw during the Soviet Union were in fact solidified, and they stayed in place. So,
yeah.
That's unfortunate for many of my
fellow Russians. That's just propaganda. You know, the conservatives, I'm sure Campus Reform is paying you big bucks to say all that because, Russia's a great place. Everybody, you see them interview these kids on college campuses. I'm sure you've done the same thing when it comes to socialism or communism. And, it's a great thing because everybody is treated equally, right? You all get apartments. You get places to live. You all have jobs. You all have food. The government takes care of you, don't they?
Yes, absolutely they do. They also give you a right to health care, which, of course, ends up just being a right to try to get health care, more of a permit to try to hunt for some sort of health care that you can get. And in the end, of course, you end up just waiting in line for years. This happened to two of my grandmothers, actually. One of them is very sick right now, and the other one just couldn't find the healthcare in time. She was scheduled an appointment that took way longer than it should have. She waited for months before she finally just got a regular checkup and an appointment, only to, unfortunately not get the care that she needed in time to save her life. And trying to... That's okay, but unfortunately, you know, this is the sort of thing that happens all the time in Russia, and I hear this from my friends and other family members who are experiencing a similar tragedy, and for them, this is an everyday life. Unfortunately, right. You know, you say this to Americans, and they simply don't believe that such a thing can happen under social.
No, because they care so much about their people. Can you go back there? I mean, now that you're an American citizen, could you go back to visit family? Is it tougher for you now, or is it just not going to happen?
No, I can't go back for several reasons. One of the reasons is because they have a mandatory military draft, and I have absolutely no intention of invading neighboring countries and going to fight for Russia and invade Ukraine and perhaps Georgia or whatever other countries on the periphery of Vladimir Putin. That is one reason, and the second reason is because my writing is being monitored by the Russian government. Vladimirov is actually my pen name, and I don't write under my real name for that reason, because my grandfather called me one fine afternoon and said that your biological father was questioned about your political beliefs, and so that is a big no-no. I can't go back there.
Wow. Well, see, and people don't it's really funny how they use it when they want to, right? They use the negative stuff in Russia when they want to, as it pertains to Trump. But then when it comes to other things, Russia does this for their people. And our professors on these college campuses are telling these young kids, these young moldable minds, how great socialism and communism is. You're hearing it there firsthand, aren't you?
Absolutely. We see this sort of thing all the time at the Leadership Institute's campus reform. For example, in July, there was a conference called Socialism 2017, where over 1,500 professors, students, and activists gathered in this conference to build the left and then fight the right from a Marxist perspective. So this sort of thing is only gaining steam. And, of course, now you have Bernie Sanders, who's a very popular politician among millennials, who advances this notion of democratic socialism as if this is some sort of a new invention. And I keep on telling my fellow Americans here who are not aware, this is actually a term that was used by other socialist countries. As a matter of fact, in the Soviet Constitution of 1977, the word democratic appears over seven times and not in a negative context. So this is not new. It has been invented by other Marxists and socialists beforehand. And I don't think that Americans should be that easily deceived by this little rhetorical play.
But it's not uncommon to have young people, and I'm not beating on young people as a whole, but it is not uncommon for young people to believe in something or promote something that they have no clue as to what it is. You know, when you talk about there was an article, and I'm not sure if it was on Campus Reform, but there was an article we talked about the other night where young people, millennials especially, were more than happy, or said they would be more than happy to wait in line if it meant that everybody was treated equally. And I'm going, do you understand that right now you go to the supermarket, yeah, you stand in a fairly short line. I think that's what they're equating it to. You stand in a very short line to get a 24-pack of toilet paper for a reasonable price. However, in Russia and Venezuela or what have you, you may stand in line for 2 or 3 hours and you get two rolls for the week, right?
Absolutely right. And don't get me wrong, there are policies that allow you to sort of skip the line. So, for example, in Russia, there is a way to prioritize the younger population. And the older population, of course, doesn't get treated in time because they have to wait in line. But the younger population gets treated first. And then there's this myth that accompanies that policy. And the myth is that for some reason, the quality of healthcare is better for younger people. And this isn't so. And I will tell you a personal story that happened to me when I was about 6 years old. So this was closer to 2000, and this was not 1960s or 1970s.
Right.
And I was supposed to get a very basic operation to remove my glands, the tonsils, from my throat. In the United States, it's a very simple procedure. You go under, you go under anesthesia, you wake up everything is fine. Well, we went to this clinic. There were about 30 other kids of my age. And guess what? They operated on all of us without any anesthesia whatsoever because there was a medical shortage. It was the most painful experience in my life. They chained us to metal chairs that were bolted into the ground. They covered our eyes so we couldn't see what was going on. And the next thing you know, you have 3-4 metal tools cutting away at your throat while you're still awake. Nothing to even numb your throat in any way, shape, or form. There is your right. There is your right to health care, ladies and gentlemen. But you got to skip the line, right? One positive.
Oh, my God. And, well, hey, you got your tonsils out, right? I mean, see, and they won't, you know, they don't believe this barbarism goes on, and it's like they don't care about you. Why would they care about you? There's you know, tens of millions of other people that they can get to do their bidding for them. And frankly, if they thin out the herd a bit, that's less people they have to take care of. You know, when you talk about let's move on to Venezuela because I want to get through this with you too. You know. Venezuela is being characterized as, you know, a perversion of socialism rather than really what's happening down there. What people don't realize is that kind of socialism, it's not that kind of. Socialism leads to exactly what's going on down there, right?
Absolutely. I mean, when you take a look at Venezuela, it's the same type of status policies that have caused the economic crisis in Russia. What you have is an effect of that. Of course, Bolivar is now worth less than virtual video game currency, and you have earlier this year a study that revealed that Venezuela lost on average around 19 pounds, if my memory serves me correctly. In 2016, just in 1 year, the entire population on average lost 19 pounds. It is absolutely insane, and this is what happens, of course, when you have the state that continues to go in and nationalize industry after industry. As far as Venezuela is concerned, there's some positive signs, because at least there's some way to smuggle some goods into that country, unlike the Iron Curtain in Soviet Union.
But, no, I like the fact that you turned that into a positive thing, that there was a way to smuggle food into people.
I'm a natural optimist.
Yeah, but wait a minute. Under socialism, you just have to smuggle anything in, right? They have everything they need, but we'll hit that on the other side of the break, seriously, because that is funny. They just don't get it. Hey, I'm Joe Messina, your host, just on the Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. We'll be right back.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees, and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
Hello. I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
If you had purchased $100 of Bitcoin in 2010, today you'd have $2,600,000. While that sinks in, you now have a huge cryptocurrency opportunity at below market price at a guaranteed 10 cents per coin. Procoin, a coin publicly traded on the open market, easily converted to cash, available in 60 countries, and Procoin is the only cryptocurrency offering coin-back rewards for consumers and merchants. Take action by August 31st at procoincurrency.net. That's procoincurrency.net. Deadline for 10 cent guarantee is August 31st.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now.
Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now.
855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-774-3149 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-774-3149. Again, that's 800-774-3149.
They travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
Wipe out all thought?
I think it's dirty politics.
They're like flying television.
Welcome back to The Real Side with Joe Messina.
We are back. That would be the theme song, the new national anthem for Venezuela. Yeah, I mean, when you see what's truly going on down there, when you see really what's happening, not the stuff that they're allowing, the pictures that they're allowing out, the cameras, you know, that they're allowing in or what have you. No, when you really see what people are going on, their mothers are giving their kids, their babies, their infants, they're giving them donkey milk because they can't produce the milk themselves. And the reason the mothers can't produce milk themselves is because they're not getting the food, the liquid, the nutrition that they need to produce for their young kids. So those of you who want socialism, feel free to go to Venezuela. There's a group of us that actually put money together to get you a bus to go down there with. So, but see, I haven't been part of socialism, but we know people who have. We know people that have been involved in it, and I'm just thoroughly, thoroughly concerned that our young people really don't understand what's going on. So I've asked Nikita Vladimirov to join me. He's an investigative reporter for Campus Reform. Originally born in Russia, became an American citizen just last November. But first of all, Nikita, thanks for joining me. Secondly, you may have become a citizen last November, but you had been actively living and involved in America, in the U.S. before that, correct?
Correct. Yes, although I became an American officially in November, I felt like an American for a very long time beforehand. I read the Federalist Papers religiously when I was in high school, and all my teachers thought, what are you doing? This is not something you should be reading at this point. But no, I absolutely love the idea of America and the founding of America, the idea of individualism and liberty and the American dream upon which this country was based. So,
What are you taught about America? And you know, you don't spend a whole bunch of time on it, but what are you taught about America, Americans, and the American dream in Russia?
it was very romanticized. I mean, all we knew about America at the time was basically what we saw in Hollywood movies. So I had no idea what to expect. I was coming in with a very open mind. And very quickly after I came to this country, I realized the difference between Russia and the United States.
Yeah, and they're probably telling you and teaching you that, you know, Mother Russia, that they are the best thing for you, that they will take care of you the best. You know, they care about you and care for you more than anybody else, I would imagine. Again, I don't know, because we don't see movies to come out of there, so.
Well, yes, I mean, that is certainly the truth now. It was a lot more intense when it was under the Soviet Union. I mean, my mom told me stories about how America was just characterized as this country where everyone is dying from hunger in the gutters. I mean, the propaganda level was that intense to where people were just lied to about what America was all about. It was a little less that way whenever we had freedom of information, obviously, after the collapse of the Soviet Union, but it's still somewhat prevalent.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure Putin is just, you know, doing everything he can to plug some holes and make sure not everything comes out. But even so, the pictures that we get from Russia, when we see how people are living, most of the pictures or even the clips that we get, it just looks like a busy New York City in most cases. You know what I'm saying? At least that's what it
right.
look.
Russia is very diverse, so you have two cities that are really thriving, which is St. Petersburg, which is where I'm from, and Moscow, and that's where all the businesses are coming in and things like that. I mean, don't get me wrong, capitalism is somewhat growing in Russia after the collapse of the Soviet Union. Russia is not officially communist anymore, and I say officially, of course, because a lot of the policies, such as the universal healthcare system, survived the collapse of the Soviet Union and is likely to stay for a very long time. But there's other parts of Russia that you don't see. You're absolutely right. Smaller towns and cities that are in Siberia, that are on the other coast, that are not doing very well. They're very much underdeveloped, and you will likely never see those on television.
No. So, you know, one of your comments you make is instead of teaching classes about white privilege, maybe colleges and universities should prioritize teaching economics and the study of history and how socialism went. Yeah, this is like fantasy land, right? This is something you expect to see at Disneyland because you're not going to find it in college campuses across this country. You know, these professors have been pushing communism / socialism and how great places like Venezuela, are. Bernie Sanders being one of them, thought we should take on the Venezuela model. You're not going to get this on. You really believe you can get this on college campuses?
Well, I surely hope that that's the case. Matter of fact, latest political science research shows that Generation Z, which is the generation that follows millennials, is likely to value economic freedom more than the millennials. So that's a promising sign. Of course, we don't know what's actually going to happen. They're just now getting into college, the next generational wave. So we'll only be able to see where they lean in a couple of years. And given that they are the main customers of universities, maybe they'll be able to change something. And I certainly hope that they will.
You know, again, as I said, you're one heck of an optimist, my friend, because I look at this stuff and I constantly get on my conservative friends who are educators, who are professors. Look, if we don't take our rightful place in education, who's laying the foundation? You know, we've got these liberal, far left liberal professors that are laying things out, as you say here. You know, look at how they portray socialism. Look how they portray communism. They're okay with the Nazi flag, all right, but not the communist flag runs arm in arm with SEIU at parades. Are they serious? I mean, the communist flag, under the communist flag, hundreds of millions of people have been killed. So it's amazing to me how they let that go by, and your young people don't even know that, do they?
No, they don't. One historical point I would like to make is that this is the same sort of approach that was in the academia during the Soviet Union. Whenever the first reports of atrocities under the gulags and the prison camps were coming in, when millions of people were basically imprisoned for no reason, just to compensate for the economic deficiencies of communism in Russia, or just for political reasons, of course, the first reports were coming in, and the media was largely ignoring it. There were skeptics who said, oh, maybe this wasn't real socialism. It was exactly the same treatment of atrocities that were committed in the Soviet Union, as you see now with Venezuela. And one of the reasons was because at that time, Marxism was such a hip, such a popular thing among academics. So very much so, academia actually can drive not only what happens in your classroom, but also national discourse. Because, you know, journalists, they do look to professors as some sort of wizards of wisdom. And when those professors are all on one side, particularly on the Marxist left, it's very difficult to actually frame the discourse in any other way.
You know, what's really funny is most people that immigrate here and become American citizens are very conservative. Most people do it legally in the right way and come here for the right reasons, I'll put it that way. So it's interesting that in your case, when you're on campus, when you're talking to professors, when you're talking to other students, are they disgusted that you're so conservative? Are they curious as to why you would be so conservative? Or do they just blow it off as you're just whacked and there's nothing they can do about it?
Well, I was not very popular in university, let's just put it that way. I just think, I'm not really sure why that would be the case. Certainly if a foreigner told me a different political opinion, I wouldn't immediately shut it down or try to understand why they think the way they do. But college students tend to be more closed-minded than some people think, at least most college students today. Again, I hope for a better and a brighter future, but you never know what's going to happen.
But I think most of that comes because they so trust their professors. They so trust that experience. They want to be perceived as, having a large IQ, a brain IQ. I don't know. I mean, they want to be accepted. They want to fit in. And they're taking what their professors say as gospel truth, which is why I always tell people, you got to take your rightful place in education. You got to pay attention to what your kids are learning, not just in college, junior high, high school, and going into college, because the influence by those people, the influence by all those people that are with your children 6, 8, 10 hours a day is much stronger than you being with them a few hours every night. So it is amazing to me. If I had for the 15 millennials that are listening to the show, seriously, I mean, if you're sitting here and you had a microphone to be able to say, okay, look, you guys got to understand something. What would you say to millennials? What would you say to them to try to get them to open their mind to at least explore or investigate the other side of these issues?
I would say that the most beautiful and the most poetic and amazing thing that you can do while you are a student is to actually expose yourself to an opposing perspective, not seek shelter in this false comfort of consensus, but to actually explore the contrarian opinion to its full magnitude. I would certainly advocate, if anything, just to listen and just to open your mind. You'd be very surprised about the beautiful collision of truth and falsehood. I mean, even if you are completely sure of a certain position, it's always good to test your primary assumptions against someone who is challenging your views. And I would also probably quote Montague, because Montague is my favorite political philosopher, who's highly intellectual and highly influential, rather, when it comes to the founding of America, who said the following thing about poverty. He said there are two types of poor people, those whom the harshness of government has rendered such, and these are hardly capable of any virtue, for their poverty is part of their servitude. And others are only poor for having disdained or not known the commodities of life, and these are capable of achieving great things. Their poverty is part of their liberty. And so I tell my fellow compatriots here in the United States, I say, choose whichever poverty, whichever country and system you want to live in, one that keeps you perpetually poor because you are, in essence, a servant of the government, and the other that gives you the liberty and opportunity, yes, sometimes to fail, but to have this framework to succeed and to recover from your own mistakes.
And I tell people all the time, they're not flocking to Russia. They're flocking to the U.S. Hey, quickly, Nikita, tell people where they can find your writings and find out more about you.
Absolutely. Well, I write for a wonderful publication, Campus Reform. We do a lot of investigative research when it comes to colleges and universities, specifically uncovering bias. So you can read my work at campusreform.org.
Well, I appreciate your time with me. We'll have you back on. Don't go far. We've got a lot more coming up in the next hour. Seriously, don't run away because I know where you live. You know what I'm saying?
Meeting is adjourned. Oh, I am sorry, sir. I didn't mean to overstep my bounds. You say that.
What?
Meeting is adjourned.
It is?
No, you say that, Governor.
What?
Meeting is adjourned.
It is?